Blog Talk Radio.
I got 25 biters that Alessa can't see me. 25 famous rappers still wanna be me. 25 rappers who are now 25, hoping when they reach my age of dream will still be alive. Yeah, you're gonna have to strive and face a lot of animosity. This equation's more complex than trigonometry. This is my biography, based on jams like my philosophy. It ain't BDP, TDHP, thief to high priest, Milwaukee County till I die. But I still rep the West, ain't telling no lie. Listen to the flow, listen to the way I put it down since they said go. Never paid attention when they said no. Made my own rules and many fools can't understand how I'm not famous but I'm known in a foreign land. Have to take a stand in this laid down industry. OG status, so this ain't no mystery. 25 fighters who are lesser, yes sir. They trying to get paid. I got 25 fighters trying to sell me a disc. 25 rappers who can really get missed. 25 fighters who are lesser, yes sir. They trying to get paid. I got 25 biters trying to get at my flow. 25 rappers looking mad at my show. Now these 25 biters taking pieces of my style. Not writers in the faking, but I'm smiling all the while. Cause I'm doing hip hop from the bottom of my soul. And to catch me, yeah, they're wearing out the bottom of the souls. 30 years of wordplay, 30 years of living hip hop every day. This ain't something that'll ever go away. I live it and breathe it, they read it and leave it. Not acting conceited, but you'll repeat it when the song is completed. I try to be unique with these tracks that I make. Every day of the week, I can never be fake. And these words that I speak, they could never replicate. Every time I rock a beat, yes, I always demonstrate. Little flavor for your ear, like I'm Craig M-A-C-K. This is how it's going down all day, every day. True to hip-hop, and I'm never, ever fronting. 25 biters, man, they got nothing coming. 25 biters who are lesser, yes, sir. They try to get paid. I got 25 biters downloading my song. 25 rappers, man, they know that they wrong. 25 biters who are lesser, yes sir. They trying to get paid. I got 25 biters now sounding the same. 25 biters, man, y'all should be ashamed. Having a little fun. It's your boy, Thief the Stay Fly High Priest. 25 biters on my tip, man. They need to get off. Y'all know what time it is. Sending shouts to those keeping it real. Friday Brooks, OD the Great, Brutus the Beat Bully, Neb Dirty, Dr. Ill, CPO Boss Hog, Herman Holmes, and my fam Scotty Diggs, Scott Claiborne. Peace. Good evening, cyber world. Welcome to another fact and fun-filled edition of the realest entertainment that can be found on the internet. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest, and that's me. What's good? How's your Sunday? How you feeling? I hope you're feeling good, man. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. Had a pretty good day in the lab creating music, starting things off, as always, a little sound of yours truly. My little twist on the classic 25 lighters from Lil Keek and Fat Pat. Rest in peace, Fat Pat. I had to take it and flip it around, turn it into 25 biters. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all like that. And you got to just love the original reworking of the classic I'll Be Sure Night and Day. I've always loved that. And you know what? I even like, you know, for anyone out there that likes some rock music, man, ZZ Top got a version of 25 lighters. They kind of rocked it out, man. That's kind of hot, too. So, anyway, again, welcome to the show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Back to work tomorrow, man. You got a day or two off, and all of a sudden, back to the grind. You already know how it goes. So, got a good show lined up for you this evening. Got a great independent artist calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina.
dude I've been chopping up with online for a minute. He goes by the name of Box-A-Million, quite a wordsmith. You know, I've been checking dude out for a minute, and he got a nice little movement going on. I know he's here to talk about his latest projects and just chop it up with TDHP. We've actually never talked, you know, directly. So, man, this is how I do it, man. You know, we just keep it improv. We keep it real, keep it moving. And I want to share some with you that, you know, man, I really, these people that I have on my show, I have established some kind of relationship with them. I just, you know, respectfully to all the artists out there, I just don't have anybody on the show. These are people that I've been checking them out, and I know that they are good quality independent artists, man. So that's why they're here. So with that, you know, he'll be joining us real shortly. Just in a little bit of music news, man, this is kind of making me feel older than I already am. Ice Cube speaks on the 20th anniversary, the 420 screening of Friday. This movie has kind of got into people's hearts, Ice Cube says. That's why we're having the screening. With tomorrow, April 20, marking the 20th anniversary of the release of the cult classic Friday, New Line Cinema will screen an extended director's cut of the movie in theaters around the country on the unofficial stoner holiday 420. Friday is like one of those little movies, we just did it, is what he says. Cool people are going to like the movie, everyone else, I'm going to understand it, but it's like it's so many cool people in the world because everybody loved the movie. Cube went on to speak about specific lines and characters from the script that have taken on a second life in hip-hop and popular culture. In addition to the 420 screening, the soundtrack to Friday, which peaked at number one on the Billboard charts upon release, will receive a 20th anniversary vinyl reissue. Vinyl making a big comeback lately. Speaking with BuzzFeed News last month, Ice Cube touched on the significance of the soundtrack to the movie's success. He remembers picking songs and thinking that no one's used Mary Jane by Rick James in a movie. It's going to be perfect, and you usually don't get the Isley Brothers and a fresh Dr. Dre song. So, man, you know, it's kind of unbelievable. 20 years ago, it's a pretty much a cultural icon, iconic movie. So, yeah, man, 2 decades have passed. You know, of course, Ice Cube went on to do some real big movies and establish his screen career as well as still doing some music. And he's got some, has some good independent releases as well. So, you know what I'm saying? Got to reflect on the past. It's just kind of a mind blower that, you know, time keeps on slipping. Into the future. Again, calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm not going to keep him waiting any longer. Joining us, Mr. Box-A-Million is on the line. Homie, what's the
business? What's up with you, homie?
Yes, sir. What's good, man? Good to make your acquaintance, my friend.
Same to you, OG. Homage, man. Homage, you hear me?
I appreciate that, man. You know, just realize, recognize, you know, you give respect, you get respect, man. That's why we're here tonight, man. So, hey, it is my pleasure to have you. I like what you've been doing, man. You know, that's why I invited you on the show. As you probably heard me mention, man, I only have some of the best artists that I'm seeing out there who are doing their thing and really putting it down, man. So for the people out there who may be unfamiliar with Box-A-Million, why don't you please formally introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your music MO, homie.
All right. The name Box-A-Million, Box-A-Million, originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, up here in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Much love to the 504, much love to the 704. I've been an independent artist since 1993 in the New Orleans music scene. Then I relocated here after Hurricane Katrina, and I'm part of the Charlotte emerging music scene. Got a lot of dope acts out here, a lot of dope people. Y'all check out whenever you see hashtags about Charlotte, Queen City, you know what I'm saying? It's different stuff like that. Same thing with New Orleans. It's a great music scene. But recently, October, put out a mixtape / album called Determination. You know, 19 tracks of dopeness for the album version, 15 tracks of dopeness for the mixtape version. You know what I'm saying? And just really grinding it out, working this internet, working the streets, you know, trying to get that buzz up, trying to really become part of that underground culture that's always emerging in hip hop nowadays. You know?
That's good, man. And it's such a beautiful thing to have this platform, to be able to reach people, to be able to reach out to people, to be able to reach people, man. You know, I always kid with people, you know, again, you call me OG, I got the OG status, man. You know, been, you know, man, what they say, what don't kill you only makes you stronger. That's why I've been around a little longer. You know, I'm back before the days of the internet. I've said this before, man, going out in the cold with big metal staple guns, man, tacking up the town. And, you know, man, you can only cover so much ground in such a little amount of time, man. With the internet, a few taps of a button, you're worldwide, you get your music out there. And it's a definite advantage, man. So, man, coming from your original locale, like, what influenced you to originally get into hip-hop? Who are some of the artists that originally influenced you to really just delve into this, man, and try to go for yours, man?
The first thing made me fall in love with hip-hop, I was either in kindergarten or the first grade. And the crazy thing is I hated getting getting boogers out of my nose. So Biz Markie was the first person who really made, like, hip-hop interact with boogers. So I was like, that's dope, and it allowed me to do it. And as years passed, he always was a fan of hip-hop, and New Orleans is just not one-faceted place of hip-hop. It was a variety. So you had your independent scene, you have the bounce music, you got our brass music, you had jazz, we was on New York hip-hop, we was on West Coast hip-hop, we was on Southern hip-hop. And my older brother, Clay, you know, rest in peace, he was a hip-hop artist, and he was before his time. He was dope. And I always was like, man, I want to rap just like him. His name was Lil C. And then my brother, 13, you see on a lot of the music and production with me, he was rapping, and his name was C Smooth. So I was 11 years old, and I said, yeah, I'm going to be C Money. And it's just one time at a block party, man, I grabbed a microphone, and it was most of artists from New Orleans back in the 90s, you really cultivated your style off of bounce music, off the Trigger Man sample, you know, and the DJs like Ice Mike, Big Homie, you know, like Manny Fresh, you know, they had Warm A's, all them, they always put the Trigger Man and the Bronze behind it. You had this cat, DJ Jimmy, so you always found that way to, like, get the party hype and just do call and response, man, and that's how I started. But then also loving hip-hop, I understood the lyrical aspects of it. You know, Tupac is the GOAT to me. You know what I'm saying? Him and Nas, you know. So I always tried to incorporate real life and then pain in it. You know what I'm saying? And through my penitentiary stance, that's when I really got on the lyrical people. So I got more like Keith Murray and all them, and got into more of the metaphors. And so now and then I just started expanding more and more and more, and just added all the different type of flows and different type of ways to push the envelope. Like, people always say they got double entendres. I try to make quadruple entendres to where you got to listen to it six times, and then you finally understand what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like I just really got adapted to all the different kinds of music, and I just took in, like, hip-hop. Like, I love hip-hop. Hip-hop got me so much, you know what I'm saying? So it's culture. That's why I just try to do it for the culture as much as possible, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're definitely making your mark out there. And right away, like I said, when I heard you mention your original locale and the years there, I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, well, that's when that bounce movement was coming up pretty big, man. So you must have been right smack dab in the middle of just the all the exposure hitting it. And, you know, I mean, I sound naive. Like, isn't Juvenile from there, man? Wasn't that, like, a popular?
Yeah,
wasn't that,
Juvenile is, if you hear some of my music, Juvenile's a big influence on it. Hot Boys, big influence, you know. But even before that, you had Big Boy Records. Well, around the same time, a lot of them were real influence, you know what I'm saying? Big Boy was mostly my influence as far as the local scene, you know what I'm saying? And UNLV also from Cash Money. This is early Cash Money and early New Orleans, man.
That's what I was going to say is that I have a lot of – I don't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to mention real quick. I got a lot of – that early Cash Money sound, they had, like, a lot of album cuts that have, like, a lot of instrumentation on there, man, that some people might not be familiar with, man, you know. Like, there was some stuff on there, 400 Degrees, man, that was, like, you know, he has some real – like I said, some real musical stuff on there, man. So that's very interesting that you were, again, you were coming up – right, he was right there. He was right in the middle of it, man. The explosion.
Yeah, it was right then in New Orleans, what it is. Everybody always intermingled. So you see these people in the clubs through 6 degrees of separation. You know people, or sometimes you might even know the artist themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that was the great thing about New Orleans, man. It was hands-on with it. And then New Orleans itself is a musical city. Just growing up in the city, some kind of way you involved with music, like hands-on, like from birth. That's what we do. And the culture, and it was so rich, man. And it was real. And then with the instrumentation, man, that's all pretty much a lot of New Orleans music was a lot of instrumentation. You know what I'm saying? So that's the vein I come from. You know what I'm saying? Like early on New Orleans, and then transitioning mostly pre-Katrina. That's really was, you know what I'm saying? On the West Bank of New Orleans, Gretna, Algiers, you hear me, downtown, Ninth Ward, you know what I'm saying? Box Million, Extreme Team, Gretna Boys, you know what I'm saying? We made our mark and did our thing, you know, at the time, you know. And that's real. Like you say, I wish they had the internet then. All I knew about was Black Planet and how to check my email.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
very
it,
interesting, you know? Man. Appreciate you sharing that with us, you know, man. It's sort of like a little sonic snapshot of that time period, man. So that's, appreciate that. Excellent. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, and Box a Million on the line. We're going to go into a track. It's called Determination. He's definitely got it, so let's check this out. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Box a Million. A real cat. For all the artists that's striving to achieve success.
The definition.
The shadow has become a
look. Is this a minute? Don't close.
Is this a minute? Don't close.
Is this a minute? Don't close.
So many told me no. It ain't, I'm not bold. They say I'm too bold. I say they feel, but they don't overstand. They can't control. No open answers, want was old. Respect the talent that I be on.
No well, no well, forgive my heart and soul. Yeah, they got a issue when it do's told. No absolute difference. Guess how I was rolling on. Right or wrong, I'ma move along. Please believe this woman's strong. I'll go hard till I'm dead and gone. Resurrection and clearance, feed the land to the third where the drum's on. This song's for those who come before and those who rock the fuck the laughter and the chatter. It don't matter, keep pushing, nigga. Most of them just push it, nigga. You just doing what they wouldn't, nigga. Couldn't, nigga. In a minute, they gon' catch the paper. Have them all, nigga. Trigger. In a minute, they gon' catch the paper. Have them all, trigger, nigga. Cause I give my all every day. Got my blessings before I lay. Talk my business, no time to play. Fuck the gimmick, I'm me. It's determination.
Guess what's for my people?
In the penitentiary, LA life is in a 6 feet ditch before 26. Some of my homies said I'll forever be on the block with a product to flip. But I gotta stand up, man, I'll switch it up. Took the hand I was held, ain't giving up. Prayers running out like enough is enough. Jump through the adversity, bust through the uncertainties and the urgency to get it. So many depending on me, so many were hating tendencies. Make me more hungry, this make me more hungry. This make me more hungry. Can't let them see me sweat. Hard grind, will I ever quit? Take it off, get it together, kindness. Confident level like Kanye. Yeah, they gon' say they say that. No, my whip ain't made back, but my chips stay stacked. Gonna always get to where they can't set. Go back, nigga, with their shits and drill rails in their desk. Been strung out on drugs, thrown away by the judge and still made it back. Tell me that ain't hard, nigga. Can't tell me about hard living. Thankful for all that's given, but never complacent. Me and that team creating better situations. And every fiber of my being is determination.
This was for my people, with a dollar and a dream.
Down the air week, yeah, it's for the strong. Never mind the weak, never mind the feet.
fight you for chance, for this line of feet. So many out your own that grind with a business mind like me. It's for my people with determination. It's for my people, it's for my people with determination.
This was for my people with a dollar and a dream. With a dollar and a dream. With a dollar and a dream. Holla, holla, this is determination. This is determination. Holla, this is determination. This is determination.
KDR Radio, the sounds of Boxamillion, that's determination, and man, if that ain't some styles for your ass, I don't know what is. Hey, right about this time, I'd like to take a brief few seconds to give a shout out to some key people in my life. Number one, wifey, Luz Arneman, love you. Thanks for being in my corner. Number two, my Facebook family. Man, you know what I'm saying? The old page got dismantled. Got, like, we pushing like 1,700 now for the new page. We still getting it in. You know what I'm saying? We will take the quality over the quantity. And, of course, always want to give a shout-out to a couple of key producers that I've been working with, Q the Beat Boy and OD the Great. They've got some work featured with them on my main SoundCloud page, which is Thief, the High Priest, DA like District Attorney. Everything's the same. 14 hours of music online between five pages. I'm a little obsessed with music, man. Boxamillion, you kind of went in on that track, homie. I'm liking that.
Appreciate it. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, man.
I'm listening to that. Okay, all right, that's what's up. I just wanted to say, well, as I'm listening to this, I'm hearing like, as like your styles have styles inside of them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a stickler on that, you know what I'm saying? Now trying to get a little bit more out there. I ain't going to say get mainstream per se, but trying to do more like that. I'm trying to tone some of it down a little. That's what everybody been telling me so much. Like, sometimes you do so much. But I'm like, I'm so much of an avid hip-hop head, and I interact so much with hip-hop heads, and I love hip-hop. They understand it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I love to do, and I respect, and I love the fact that you can listen to it and be like, man, this dude flipping some styles and saying some stuff. So I appreciate that when somebody can listen to it and really appreciate it for what it is, you know what I'm saying? That's big and that's heavy for me, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, man, that's the pleasure's mine entirely, man. Again, awesome, just on the real deal here, man. Like, I really don't listen. I don't listen to artists outside of my circle, man, my online circle. Like, I just truly don't. Like, I'm kind of, it's almost embarrassing if someone would be like, well, what artists do you listen to? Like, I would be mentioning people on my Facebook page, man. That's just, I'm a grassroots kind of dude, man. Like, I really like supporting people that I know are down to earth and talented. Like, it's kind of, it's almost rare to find that, and that's what draws me, man. That's what draws me to people when they're hardworking, talented, and down to earth. Man, I can, you know, I can talk to them type of people all day. Otherwise, man, I just, you know, I'm just, it's kind of, I guess it's my bad. I'm one of those people that really can't separate the artistry from the personality. So, you know, man, if you're like the greatest, if you're like Eminem, like on steroids and just the greatest rapper ever, but you're just kind of like a jerk, I just, you know, man, that's just, you know, again, that's just.
I feel it. I just think, you know what I'm saying? No shade to nobody. I just think that's just the new age of a lot of artists now. You know, it's like it's a persona versus who you really are. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really too big on that. You know, I'm not too big on the images or whatever. What you see is what you get. You know, like when I promote myself mostly through Instagram, Twitter, whatever, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's who I got. I give you me, my everyday life. I give you who I am person, and that reflects in my music and my art, you know. And I think the everyday people want that. They want what's tangible. They want what they can feel. Like I always use an analogy saying, if you're in the desert and you're thirsty and all they have is a glass of dirty water, you're going to drink it because you're thirsty. But if you have a glass of dirty water and you also have a glass of clean water, you're going to choose the clean water. So that's the great thing about the underground scene now and how it's emerging and how everybody getting a light shined on it, because it's a lot of clean water underground. So I was in one of those forums, and somebody said, I don't know why y'all post all these links. Nobody don't listen to them. I'm like, I don't know if people really know this, but when links come across my notifications, I press play on them. You know what I'm saying? And right. The dope artist is something that I really go check out. Now, if you whack and you crap and you poo-poo, I'm going to pass it up, you know what I'm saying? But if you dope, I'm going to really check, and that's how we came across each other. You know what I'm saying? Just clicking on your links like, man, that's dope, you know? And I think that's how, and that's hip-hop. That's hip hop. As long as it's breathing and alive underground and ain't tainted too much by corporate America, that's gonna always be alive, you know.
Trying to keep it, you know, again, trying to keep that candle of hope burning. That's what we do here on TDR Radio, man. Hey, you know, real quick, you say you produced a track. What did you use to produce that, man, for the producers out there, for the beat heads out there, man?
Reason. That's all I really mess with mostly is Reason. I don't want to get too much. All right, I'll break it down. On a producer sense, as a whole, I'm great at producing, arranging, writing, putting everything together. On a track making, I actually made the track too. But I'm all right track making. Every now and then I can bang out some super heat because track making, that's a whole nother process. And I also got other track makers I deal with that I bounce ideas off of. Or if they say go with it or let me add something to it, tweak it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dynamite, shout out to 13, shout out to MT, shout out to Ice Mike, you know what I'm saying? And a couple of new producers I've been dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Stone always been my producer since we was kids, you know what I'm saying? So you dig, I always bounce a lot of it off of them, but mostly I mess with Reason. Because it's more user-friendly for me. I'm like a schizophrenic when it comes to music, too much going on. I lose sleep and everything, you know. So, you dig? But Reason is a dope program for me, you know.
That's what's up. You definitely sound like you know what you're doing, man. Hey, the one drawback from having a half-hour show is it does go rather expeditiously. We're down to, like, the last 50 seconds before we go into your final song. So, man, you know what I'm saying? Wrap it up. Tell people where they can find you. Give us a couple last words from the mouth and mentality of Box a Million for TDR Radio, homie.
All day, homie. I appreciate it, OG. I appreciate the outlet. 30 minutes is enough. It's sufficient. But you can check me out on boxamillion.com, BoxxAmillion. And that's my handle for all social media. You know, you can Google me, check me out. I put a lot of covers and freestyles up, a lot of original music, man. And I just appreciate who's ever tuned out there listening. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the love. We're going to always keep it hip-hop, you heard me? Do it for the culture. Be royalty, you dig? All day, Airman, be the time.
That's how we get down. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been in tune to TDR Radio with my special guest, Box a Million, and of course, your host with the most, Thief the High Priest. Getting out of here tonight like a couple bosses. We're going to boss up. One last track from Box a Million. Join me next week for my guest, Natus, from Reading, Pennsylvania. Man, I'm all over the map like spilled coffee, yo. In parting, as always, we wish you good night. God bless, and whatever you do, don't you dare stop the music.
Yeah, brand new Box a Million. Boss up. All y'all soft-ass motherfuckers out there, nigga, step the game up. Boss up.
Box a Million. the team be winning. Paint the coach, you see the vision. Yeah, nigga, see me, get it, yeah, nigga. I'm just pushing, rap, shit, like a crack. Block, switch from the stove, got back on the pole. Attack these tracks like I'm back on a pole. Cock back, click, clack, right, and I know. Press record, let me go. Independent grind, thinking international.